Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 38 special, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of No More Cold Calling, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. And we're talking about sales, ladies and gentlemen, how to get more sales, and specifically this particular segment. Joanne, I'm going to try not to get in too much trouble here, because you want to talk about women in sales, right?
Oh, you bet I do.
Now, you were on a panel recently, nothing but women, only women on the panel. I'm not sure how that was legal, and talking about sales. Tell us about what happened.
Well, we all had different points of view, but the topic has come up because there are so many women in sales.
More and more.
And sales management, and a lot of young women. And we all face certain challenges, and it's important to know our strengths.
What are your challenges? What are the challenges of a woman in sales?
Well, the big one is the really misconception we need to compete with men.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at job descriptions,
What do you mean the misconception? You got to compete with everybody.
Not on the same level.
Oh, well, you don't have to be a man. What you meant was the misconception that you have to be like a man just to compete.
Well, that's it. And if
okay,
you look at job descriptions for companies, they're like in manly terms. You know, you have to be able to hit the ball out of the park. You know, all of this stuff. They're not really catering to women.
What should they say? What would be the language you would be catering to women? I can't wait to hear this.
I'm not a recruiter, Jim.
Oh, okay,
I know what doesn't work.
You just know what you don't like. You don't know what you like. Okay, I got you. All right. Now, go ahead. What else did you learn?
But we have certain traits, and a lot of it's backed up by neuroscience, which I'm just beginning to research.
Right.
But one of the things is that women, whether you're reporting to a woman in a company, whether you're selling to a woman, whether you are a woman in sales, is that we love to tell stories. You know, don't ask us to net it out.
And you know what else? You not only like to tell stories, you like to listen to stories.
Oh, we do. I mean, that's the connection. So we love to tell stories. Don't ask to net us out. The other thing is we have phenomenal intuition. And years ago, Jim...
But now you don't own the franchise on intuition. You do have good intuition, but you don't own the franchise. Men have intuition, too.
Well, who owns the franchise on anything? But a couple years ago, somebody was interviewing me, like we're talking today, and he said to me, well, men don't have intuition. And I said, well, I'm not sure I agree with that.
That's not true, no.
And he said, well, what should we do? I said, find a woman who does. I mean, really, we do. And
what a sexist thing for you to say. I can't believe you said that, Joanne. You wouldn't let me get away with that.
I get away with a lot. I mean, here's the thing, that we need to go with our gut, whether we're men or women. And we all know, we say, oh, darn, I should have just done that. And we didn't.
Yep.
We're sorry. And so we really need to trust our intuition. We all have intuition. I think as women, we tend to trust our intuition more than men.
Do you trust it, but then do you take action? Here's the question. As a woman, are women as likely to take action on their intuition? You know, if a man has a gut feeling, he'll probably take action on his gut feeling. If a woman has intuition, will she take action on that intuition? That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, I will, and I'm not sure every man does, because I don't think they trust their intuition. Now, that's
Whatever you call, however you're informed about what your next step is, to me, that doesn't matter whether it's a man's gut or a woman's intuition. The question, whether you're going to be successful or not, is what action are you taking? Have you determined that based on what you're feeling, or what you're thinking, what you've learned, that the next step is to do more research, or the next step is to ask for the business? To me, the question is not how you got the information, your feeling or whatever. The question is, what are you going to do with it?
Well, that's what everything, isn't it? I mean, it truly is that we need to take action. Otherwise, why bother?
Right.
But there's also been some interesting research that I read about yesterday. It's actually neuroscience research that talks about women are much better under stress than men. And part of it is the way our brains are organized,
yeah.
so to speak. And so there is neuroscience research about that when we have a high stress situation, men tend to play the long shot, where women tend to think things through. And so we are better.
And both of those behaviors have their downsides. A guy can overshoot too much, but a woman might wait too long.
Well, you know what? That's what happens.
I've seen it both ways. These are the things. These are the two paradoxes. This is the paradox between men and women. And that is that men are probably more confident than they deserve to be, and women probably need to have a little more confidence. They probably need to assume more confidence than they do. Would you disagree with that?
No, I agree. And especially in the younger women in sales, and we need to focus on young women in sales, building their confidence,
yep.
helping them find mentors. This is critical because there are so many young women in sales. And to your point, I think the confidence is what we develop over time.
That's it. And that's what I meant about doing something with it. Would you agree with me that equally trained and all things considered, if a woman is equally trained from any man and she has a high level of confidence, she can outsell a man?
Every day.
I believe that. No, I've seen this. I've been, as you know, Joanne, I've been around sales for many, many decades, and I've trained a lot of folks, and I've been trained by a lot of folks, and I believe that, ladies. Just if I could give you one thing, one gift, it'd be just a little more confidence. 10 Till, right back with Joanne Black. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.